This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Launching into the third hour of this edition of the show. We're live every single night, of course. You can join us live right here toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've also got Skype at Skype username lrn.fm. You know, it's interesting. We just happened to be talking about guns a few moments ago, and Johnson, you have a post from Facebook by former host of Free Talk Live,
right,
Brian Sovereign, that you want to share that's related to guns. We're going to get into that, but first, Dodger is on the line in Michigan. And by the way, it's Ian, Cody, and Johnson in the studio here with you. Dodger, go ahead. You're on Free Talk Live.
Well, gentlemen, first off, I am very proud to work under the table job where I don't have to pay taxes. So
excellent.
That's the reason I also don't share my real name here on the air. Really, when I was listening to Greg, and obviously, he's a listener of the show, as am I, and if he hasn't really caught the ideas of liberty by now and what a true libertarian believes, all right, I'm going to use his analogy against him. Now, have you gentlemen ever seen the movie Mallrats?
Yes.
It's been several years since I've seen it, but I have seen it.
All right, I'm going to use his little mall analogy against him, if you don't mind.
Okay, just so you know, let's recap briefly. Greg is a caller, right, fairly regular caller from New York, at least regular enough to be memorable. And he constantly argues basically that the state is no different than a landlord. The state is no different. In this case, his argument tonight was the state is no different than a mall, that you are getting services from a mall in return for a rent, and the same thing's true of the state. That's kind of in a nutshell what he was arguing. Go ahead.
All right, so now I'm going to use his arguments against him, if you don't mind. Now, first off, in the movie Mallrats, when there's Brody and T.S., and they at some point they leave the mall to go visit the crappy mall across the city. And so I want to throw this out. First off, imagine all the malls are crap. So and that's how I view the state, because the idea of the state is crappy. Now, some are less crappy than others. Some, you know, have a little more to offer than others. But for the most part, imagine all malls are crappy.
We really need to make this mall great again.
Anyway, so now, first off, all your customers, they must not only live and work in the mall. So not only are you forced to keep this, you know, pay this rent to this landlord, but all of your customers, you have to employ your customers, and you know, they're only allowed to buy your services and goods because the mall has given them permission to, and they're not allowed to leave the mall. And I'm not done there yet. Let's say that you decide to leave the mall and, you know, go open up business for yourself. Well, guess what? You have to pay a whole bunch of money, and you have to go to another crappy mall. You have to go to another crappy mall. You're not allowed to just open up on the side of the road. No, you have to go to another crappy mall and pay whatever rent and accept their services. You know, it just, for me, it just baffles my mind that somebody can actually listen to this show for any length of time and not catch this concept to where you cannot compare the free market with the state. Or maybe in his mind, when he thinks the state, he thinks, you know, New Hampshire versus California. You know, maybe he doesn't understand that when we talk about the state, we talk about any government, period.
Yeah, and imagine if people, you know, who are being forced to live in this mall, you know, all decide to get together and they vote and they change the economic structure of the mall away from capitalism. And then you have these ridiculously long lines at the autonomous units for mid-mall snacking, and all you're going to get is bread.
If you're lucky.
Yes. And so, yeah. I just don't understand how, and that's why I figured, and you know, that I'd call and use his own analogy against him. And I hope that he hears this and understands how his analogy really, it just doesn't fit. You know, it's comparing apples to oranges.
Yeah, I think you did a good job there. And, of course, we've tried to – Greg's probably called the show for 2 or 3 years off and on and always comes back.
I've heard of his – you know, some of his previous calls, and he tries to argue the landlord versus government relationship, and it's always comparing apples to oranges because, you know, in the free market, we have a choice, whereas, you know, assuming that we actually had a free market – and, you know, when you're talking about the government, you don't have a choice. You're beholden to whatever, you know, they decide. And I really hope that he hears that.
Well, his claim there is that...
I'm sure that he'll call it...
Well, his claim there is that you always have the choice to go to another government, which is you... And you kind of brought that up where you pointed out, well, yeah, you can go to another crappy mall. Where, you know, there's a bunch of another bunch of rules and bad managers and people that, you know, are forcing bad ideas.
Not to mention the security guards just randomly shoot people for not doing anything wrong.
Security guards are raping and shooting and breaking into the stores. Yeah, I mean, it's just... go ahead.
It just, it makes no sense to me, that's all.
Well, okay, so, you know, I guess the question has to be is why would someone stay where, in the position they are? I mean, because to you... It's bewildering how he could hear the ideas of freedom and reject them so soundly over and over again. And, you know, I could speculate, and maybe the next time Greg calls in, we'll have to ask him this. Maybe he works for the state. You know, maybe he is justifying the organization for which he is feeding off of, or maybe the state is paying for his education or something like that, that he is in some way benefiting from the state, and so therefore it's in his interest to continue propagating the idea of the state. And maybe that's what it all comes down to. Maybe it's something simple
like that.
Maybe
it is, but, I mean, the very first time that I heard Free Talk Live, and I will honestly say that listening to the ideas that you guys brought up is – what actually caused me to rack my brain and realize, wait a minute, I think that I agree with this stuff. And, you know, a little while later, I'm like, well, this stuff just makes sense. But, I mean, I was a hard lefty when I started. I came from the left. I was all about the civil freedoms, but I'm also like, well, this government is spending too much money. But, you know, I care more about smoking pot. Well, at the time, I was considerably younger then. I'm like, I care more about smoking pot and the government leaving me alone in my bedroom. But now I realize that economic freedom and social freedom go hand in hand. You can't have one without the other.
You know, generally we don't do this on Free Talk Live, and that is to take a second call from the same person. But Greg has appeared to have called back in. So I'm going to let the board op know that it's fine. We can take Greg here. Because I think it would be interesting to have him respond directly to you rather than us just saying, oh, yeah, great points. You know, so I'm going to give Greg that shot here. Let's bring him on. Since you summoned Greg, it's, I think, legit to bring him back in here. Greg, you're on with Dodger. Did you hear what he was talking about there with his mall analogy? Do we have Greg? Greg in New York? Greg? Greg going once, Greg going twice. You know, we may need to do some line.
I hear him just fine.
Oh, interesting.
Oh, okay. So, okay, something's going on with the phone system here. I'll tell you what, we're gonna figure this out. Dodger, you stand by, and Greg.
Click.
Well, hold on. We'll bring him on here in just a moment. Maybe we'll put one of them on the guest line or something like that. So stand by. We'll let Dodger and Greg go at it here in just a few moments, because I'm interested in knowing, and I guess I'll bring Greg on just alone here for a moment. Greg, you know, what's your interest in the state? Are you is it buying your food for you? Your medical care? Are you going to school on the state's dime? Do you work for the state?
No, frankly, I don't work for the state. I actually work out of my house. Just like you guys were talking about, I run an internet company. Got about 4 million users around the world. So definitely many different states. There's no the state for which I am allegiant to or anything like that.
Oh, I see. So you've got the benefit of having an online business where the state has yet to really figure out how to ruin your life. So, you know, there's still that relative freedom of the frontier of the internet that you're enjoying. which allows you to avoid most of their pesky regulations and such that they would shove down the throat of any other business owner who tried to open up their doors and actually serve the local community in your area there in New York, which is, of course, the worst of all the states, ranked at number 50 on the Freedom in the 50 States chart. So stand by, Greg. We'll let you talk to Dodger here in moments on Free Talk Live.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You've probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to saveitpurse.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to saveitpurse.com right now, get signed up, and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 15 to 25% off of everything at Amazon through saveitpurse.com. It's saveitpurse.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims that the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? It all began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn, available at Amazon Books.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffer from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Can your vitamin supplements positively affect your blood in 5 minutes? Protovite can. Protovite is a genuine breakthrough liquid daily nutrition that delivers quality ingredients into your blood in less than 5 minutes. Scientifically proven and backed by clinical studies, Protovite supports energy, vitality, and optimal health. Watch our 2-minute live blood cell video and see for yourself at vninc.com/prohealth. That's vninc.com/prohealth.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Numbers 855-450-FREE. 855-450-3733. With you in our Keene, New Hampshire studio tonight. You've got me, Ian.
Cody.
And Johnson.
We're going to go back to your phone calls and thoughts here in moments. Also, want to let you know, if you want to help out Free Talk Live, one of the ways you can do that and help yourself at the same time is by shopping with us. You go to shop.freetalklive.com. You'll enter through the Amazon links you'll find there. There's Amazon UK, Amazon Canada, and Amazon US. You just go in through any one of those links, get your shopping taken care of, and Free Talk Live gets a cut of the sale. It's that simple. It's the same Amazon selection that you're used to, the same prices, everything that you're used to. You're just entering through our affiliate link, so Free Talk Live gets a cut of the sale. At, once again, it's shop.freetalklive.com. We're going to see if we can get the phone conferencing feature working here. Just want to verify. Do we have Greg here? Greg, mm-hmm. in New York?
I'm here.
Okay, Greg, I can hear you. We're going to try to bring Dodger back on the line. Do we have Dodger with us?
I'm here.
All right, and Greg, can you hear Dodger?
I can hear Dodger.
Excellent. So just for our listeners just tuning in, Greg, you called in the last hour talking about how you don't really believe there's really much of a difference between the state and a shopping mall, and Dodger had a response for that, essentially pointing out that, pointing out the force inherent in the system and that you can't ever leave. Well, Dodger, why don't you just briefly recap what you were trying to say, and then we'll let Greg respond to you.
Yeah, I just I didn't see it as a good analogy because essentially, I used the mall rats thing and I pointed out that there was a crappy mall. And essentially, I view the state as a bunch of crappy malls. And then to further on, each mall would force you to live in the mall and work in the mall and provide whatever services. And in order to leave the mall, you have to go to another mall.
I hear you. I mean, the only thing I would ask is to be able to respond to everything you're saying. So, in this case, what you're saying is the mall is forcing you to live and work there. I don't know of any state in the United States. There could be some countries out there, but in the United States, I can commute to New Jersey from New York, where I live, and I can go back. I can eat wherever I want. I don't think that objection applies to states either. I don't think states force you to do these things.
Well, when I look at the state, Greg, I look at any government, period, whether it be local, state, federal, any government, we libertarians refer to as the state. And so, in order for me to leave my state, which is Michigan, which is a crappy mall, I can go to less crappy malls like New Hampshire, and work in their crappy mall. It's nicer than my crappy mall. It's way nicer. But in order for me to go, leave this, take my business from this out of this mall, I have to take it to another mall. I'm forced to at gunpoint because otherwise I'm going to end up in a cage or worse than, 6 feet under the ground.
Well, I'm submitting to you that, yes, I agree with you. If you call the state, the institution, like state governments, city governments, they're all governments. But you can go lower. You can have neighborhoods. You can have malls and buildings. I just moved into a building. And this building, if I want to start a business out of my apartment, the building has a say in it. And if I want to get tests, I think it's ridiculous, but they might not allow me to do that. I'm not hurting anybody.
Well, I totally agree with neighborhood associations. I totally agree with things like that where I agree, I come into this agreement agreeing to these certain terms, same with like condos. I come into this condo agreeing to certain terms and, by me fulfilling these
right.
terms, you're going to provide these services and I walk into it. When I was born into the United States, I did not agree to it. And furthermore, in order for me to move, from one state to another, I have to agree to those terms. And granted, I can choose which place I want to move to with terms that I'm a free state
right.
project participant. So, I'm planning on moving to New Hampshire within the next couple of years. And so I'm choosing a nicer mall. But at either rate, I have to move to, using the mall analogy, I have to take myself from one mall to another using your mall analogy.
What if I don't want to be in the mall? What if I just want to go along the side of a state highway and put
what
up
if you
a
just
lemonade?
Want to be left alone?
Sure. Yeah. Of course. Listen, you've brought up two good points. One is that the surface of the earth that is livable has become covered with these organizations, states, as you call them. And, mm-hmm. That's certainly true that it's hard to live on the high seas or make a micronation, which Peter Thiel was enthusiastic about. And there's certainly areas you can live. But eventually, my point is it all goes back because people form organizations for self-defense and other reasons. Those organizations have contracts
with
each other.
There's a difference between voluntarily, Greg, this is, I think, what they were trying to point out to you. There's a difference between doing it voluntarily or it doesn't matter what landmass I move on this planet. And this is the thing with us principled libertarians.
Right.
You can take the entire globe, Greg, and it doesn't matter what landmass I move on to. I have to accept their services. I have to pay for
right.
their services.
The state isn't an
There's
organization like others. The state is not like the Elks Club. It's not like a mall. It's not like any other organization because the state has the unique ability to use initiatory force, to use aggression against people. The organization of the state was formed not to provide services to people, but to extract wealth from people, to feed off of, as a true parasite class, to feed off of the wealth and productivity of others. And they give services to sort of put up this smoke screen as though they're something more than just an occupying criminal gang. Greg, I'll let you respond. Dodger, thanks for your call tonight. I appreciate your attempt. Greg, anything else? Go for it.
Sure. There's two things that I think Dodger brought up that were important. They're two separate things. One is being born in a certain jurisdiction, and another is that the whole surface of the earth is covered by states. Which is not strictly true, but, effectively true. So first of all, Dodger, nobody owes you an organization which runs how you want it to run. You're going to have to live in some organization, and those organizations eventually band together for protection, and they form commonwealth, and those lead to states. It could be entirely voluntary, and I think you'd allow that if it was done in a voluntary way, but at the end result is still coercion. The second thing that you said, what if you were born in a state? Well, you didn't sign any contract. True. If I was born in any other organization that has a jurisdiction, like a corporate park or an apartment building, and I grew up and I never signed anything, that doesn't mean I can squat and live rent-free. It's exactly the same analogy if you are careful to apply it at both scales. If you tell me what the difference is, you have to really show that it doesn't apply in the other case as well.
Thanks for the call tonight, Greg. Appreciate it. Toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Look, I get the point that Greg is making, but it just sounds like an excuse for violence. You know? Okay, yes, there are these organizations. They call themselves the state. Yes, they claim monopoly force over a given geographic area. And for us libertarians, that's not okay. That's something that we want to see change, because it's not okay to use aggression against our neighbors.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims that the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? It all began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything that you want here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We do have Skype as well. Skype username is lrn.fm. Coming up, girls and guns. Johnson's got a fairly incendiary post, apparently, that he wanted to share on that topic. Not his own post, but one of Brian Sovereign, former Free Talk Live co-host, host of Sovereign Tech. It's Ian, Cody, and Johnson in the studio, but we're going to go back to the phones, to the fun first. David is in New Mexico. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, David.
Hey, good evening again. I have an endless list of things you'd be interested in, but to keep you interested,
pick one.
Today you talked about Gary Johnson, and I have questioned Gary live on our local radio station twice, and you might be interested in that.
Okay.
Yeah, my experience with him, I had spoken to him in the context of what, like I alluded to on a previous conversation with you, our local station will not let me discuss the fact that I haven't seen my children in 10 years from actions of the family and children's courts that I proved at least one aspect of it was unlawful. I won a unanimous decision at our Court of Appeals. I had spoken to you about that. And in questioning.
I remember you said that you won a decision, and then the court who'd ruled against, the judge who'd ruled against you at the lower level got promoted. Even though she screwed you over, she got promoted to the same court that you won at?
Yeah, exactly. Monica Zamora was the district court judge that sold my children in an illegal adoption. And I can say it was illegal because I proved it with unanimous decision at the New Mexico Court of Appeals.
And then she got promoted.
And then she not got promoted. She got elected to the Court of Appeals. Here's another fact on that you might be interested in. An insider at that Court of Appeals, knowing the fight that I was involved in and what happened to me, brought to me the statement that Zamora's family. There are four government employed judges, DA, school lawyer, so on in her family. That they put up, they were willing to spend up to $1 million cash of their family money for her campaign to win that seat on the New Mexico Court of Appeals that pays something just over $100,000 a year.
Now why would someone do that? Why would somebody spend $1 million to get a seat that pays $100,000 a year as a judge? Is that because they're going to get some sort of benefits from it? Of course it is. Now, look, what's it have to do with Gary Johnson?
Well, so the point of that is that my questions to these candidates, he was on as a candidate at the last presidential election.
Mm-hmm.
And my questions to all politicians is, since my and my children's civil rights and human rights were obviously violated, my questions to them are along the lines of civil and human rights. And when I question Gary Johnson on issues of the U.S. Constitution that should have protected myself and my children from this having happened, I discovered that, and he's in good company because there has been virtually no politician I've ever questioned that has been educated on the Constitution and how it should have protected me and my children from this. He also was not, had not a good response to my question on due process and such like that. So it was kind of a half of a dodge and a half that he didn't.
He's a dodgy kind of guy, man. He's a politician. I mean, the he's a smooth talker. David, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it. Gary Johnson, he's a nice guy, but lots of politicians will appear nice. You know, they want to get your vote. They want you to like them. They want you to talk about them, to, you know, recommend them to your friends. And then ultimately they won't do anything for you when they finally get elected. And, of course, Gary Johnson has next to no chance of getting elected. He's running as a Libertarian. Now, we will continue to cover the Gary Johnson debacle here as it continues to develop. Meanwhile, we go to Sarah, also in New Mexico. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Sarah.
I just want to say that it's so awesome that David called. I listened to him talk on many of our local stations, and he had said very, very intelligent things. So I'm so happy that I could hear him on the
radio. So what were you calling about tonight, Sarah?
Good. My point was that, you know, there is an app on a smartphone that helps you detect red light cameras. So
sweet.
So programmed into your phone, it actually beats when you're approaching a red light camera. And
nice. You probably hate that, don't you?
Well, the thing is, all I got is a dumb phone, and I don't even have a car. So
what's that app called?
I have no idea what it's called, but this person explained it to me. There's like three little steps that you do to program your phone, and then it's supposed to alert you like beep, beep, beep as it gets along. And so I'm just hoping that this will take away all this panic about our red light cameras, you know, all this.
So you're saying you support the red light app?
Well, I do. I really do. Because,
okay, good.
You know what?
Cool.
I just want
I'm on board with you on this. I think people need to be aware of the, you know, locations of the things that could extract unending amounts of wealth from them. Thank you, Sarah, for the call tonight. According to a quick search, Red Flex Locator is one of them. That was a story in USA Today, March of 2015. I bet you there's more than one app, though. I bet this is not the only one. Now, what's the best one? I don't know. If you've got recommendations, you can let us know. Let's switch gears, though, Johnson. Do you have the post from Brian Sovereign?
Yep.
This is about guns and girls,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it actually starts out, he's commenting on another post, a post by Lauren Southern.
I've heard of this girl. She's like a conservative type, isn't she?
Yeah, she's a conservative. She calls herself a libertarian, liberty-minded person, but she's, you know, she's more on the conservative side.
Isn't she like a Cantwell kind of person?
Yeah, I
person?
Think so. Yep.
Okay.
So, Brian Sovereign starts off his post, trigger warning, my opinions are not popular. Over 3,000 likes, and he's talking about Lauren Southern's posts.
Yeah.
Over 3,000 likes on this post, hundreds of comments, nearly 100 shares, and you should read most of these comments. Yikes. Clearly, the liberty movement has a lot of salivating, lifeless Mupron men. Why? Mupron. So, why? Because this photo is disgusting. And the photo is of Lauren Southern, who's an attractive, blonde, libertarian female, holding an AK.
Yep.
He says, this photo is disgusting. There is nothing sexy about this. She's holding an AK for a movement that talks so much about peace and getting to a world where violence and coercion isn't a part of the program anymore. It certainly seems to fetishize death quite a bit. Value is subjective, sure, but you know what I think is sexy? Books, working on one's brain, creating something instead of destroying, working out, building up personal strength and power instead of putting on display the false sense of power that guns provide people with. Love is sexy. Life is sexy, not death. And only one person in the whole pass out of hundreds seems to get how sick this picture really is. A nice-looking girl holding a murder weapon. And yes, that's what that is.
Oh, come on.
Yeah, yes, that's what that is. You're not going hunting with it. Some people get off on that, but if you stop to think about it, that's just sick. That's the he's reading someone else's comment, and he says, bingo, it's sick. It is. Very simply, fetishizing the death of other human beings and fetishizing death of persons is that part of being sex positive that I just can't buy. Murder play, etc. It's horrendous and so obviously comes from terrible past traumas.
Well, now, hold on. Before you go on here. Let me
just finish this paragraph because he's there. It comes from terrible past traumas, and how anyone can accept it as anything less than needing therapy blows my mind.
Jeez. Okay. There's more to this post.
Yes.
And there's
he's
already
really reading a lot into just a simple picture of a cute girl holding a gun.
Look, I get what he's saying, murder weapon. It seems a little hyperbolic, though. I mean, a lot of women and men have guns to defend themselves against being murdered by some psychopath. Now, I do also kind of agree with the idea that guns are, to some extent, fetishized in the libertarian movement, and there's something kind of weird about that. I'm not into it myself, but I understand where it comes from, because I used to be kind of one of those people to some extent. I was never really a gun nut, but I can kind of relate to both sides of this.
We'll just have to Photoshop a bong in there
instead. Let's continue.
Make everybody happy.
Let's continue this in moments. It's Free Talk Live.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. TLC Laser Eye Centers is now offering great prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved all-laser LASIK technology for less than what others charge. And if you call right now, we'll schedule a free appointment so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Call 1-800-929-5733. Even better, if you're one of the first 100 callers, ask about an extra $400 off your all-laser LASIK procedure. That's $200 off per eye. We've already performed over 2 million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve for less than what others charge. For your free appointment, call 1-800-929-5733. 1-800-929-5733.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. Moments remain here. We're talking about girls and guns. And former Free Talk
Nobody
Live...
Nobody wants to talk about that topic.
Free Talk Live co-host Brian Sovereign is mad about it. He has posted an angry rant on a Facebook update. And Johnson, you are sharing that with us. We'll get right back into that. Of course, you can join us here toll-free, 855-450-FREE. Skype username is lrn.fm. And if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, please become an amplifier at amp.freetalklive.com. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And the idea there is we will take your $5 a month in and invest it into Free Talk Live, getting us on more radio stations around the country, bringing new internet listeners on board, and exposing new people to the ideas of freedom. Because that's what we do, and we do it pretty well here on Free Talk Live. So if you want to help us out and get perks like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, the AMP-only podcast, AMP-only Facebook group, just go and get signed up with any major credit card through PayPal, Visa, or MasterCard right on our website. And also, now we've got Bitcoin signups again. So if you want to do Bitcoin amping, we can do it. You just have to remember, if you're going to do Bitcoin, you have to sign up for prepaid AMP. So normally AMP's a monthly debit or credit on your card or account, but with Bitcoin you can't really do that. So Bitcoin, you just have to set the prepaid option. You'll be good to go. So once again, head over to amp.freetalklive.com, ampamp.freetalklive.com. Brian Sovereign is commenting on a girl named Lauren Southern. Now, I got to admit, I don't know much about Lauren Southern.
It doesn't look like I need to.
But she, according to Google, quick Google here, shows that she is apparently from Canada. She's a libertarian activist, they claim, but also an alt-right advocate. Don't know if you can do those things together. Can you be alt-right and also libertarian? I don't know enough. I mean, alt-right, I get the feeling, like, Cantwell's alt-right.
Right.
Right. Now, Cantwell, he used to be a host on this show. ended up getting kicked off because of racism. And so are all alt-right people racist? I don't know. What does it mean to be alt-right? I really don't honestly know. I get the feeling that the alt-right people are like the we want to blow up the government with violence kind of people.
Yeah.
I could be wrong about that, but...
I don't know. Melanie might describe herself as alt-right.
And she's somebody who wants to see the cops die.
Right.
Okay.
But she would also probably describe herself as liberty-oriented. Like, I'm just saying, like, there is...
True. She's pretty liberty-oriented. Yeah. I'll give her that. But Cantwell has become less liberty-oriented. Right. He's actually gone to the State House and testified against freedom-oriented things. Like, the topless... Like, there was a proposed ban on toplessness that didn't go anywhere.
Right.
But he went and argued in favor of that ban.
Right.
So it's some sort of level of conservatism in there that is not...
Which is really weird for an atheist. That's the weird contradiction I've always
He's been doing very strange things over the last
year.
From
very, like, religious morality perspectives, in my
opinion. Politics makes for strange bedfellows, I guess you can say. But let's continue with Sovereign's angry post here so we can get all of
it
out.
It continues. As I always say, if an armed society is a polite society, then humans aren't fit to have consciousness. If you're not polite intrinsically, you're a bunch of losers wrapped in a bag of flesh. And I'm not saying there aren't bad people out there that you need to defend yourself from, but there are plenty of other ways to defend yourself, even from larger attackers, than just going for a gun that I pretty much guarantee you haven't gone through enough training to minimize the injury of innocence in a stressful situation. And if your real fetish is defending yourself against governments or armies, are you serious? Drones will take you down from miles away, especially in our smartphone-enabled tracking network. This isn't the cave networks of Afghanistan, folks. You're just a little too high if you think you're going to get somewhere for the so-called freedom through violent revolution. You're insane. Effing insane.
Mm.
If this picture is representative of what's sexy for liberty-oriented people, I am not in their number. Bottom line, I get that power and confidence can be sexy, but guns are a false sense of power, and no matter whose hands they're in, they just embolden coercion in the state. Guns are not sexy.
All right, Johnson, what do you think about that?
I think that this whole, like, equating guns to being these symbols of, killing humans is... It's kind of ridiculous. You know, guns are, for the majority of people who own them, not meant to be used. You know, like, it's sort of like the whole first rule of gun safety is don't point a gun at anything you don't intend to destroy.
That's correct.
You know, and most people are not pointing their guns at and destroying human beings. They're, target practice.
Unless they're in the military.
Yeah, unless they're in the military or maybe police.
Right.
But... The purpose of a gun generally is for self-defense is so that you don't have to use that gun, so that you have it and the threat exists, so that there's an equal, there's a unanimity of threat between a bad person, someone who, wants to break in your house at 2 a.m. and, looking for pills, or someone to rape, and you have a threat that you can say, get out of here.
The gun is the great equalizer.
And you don't have to shoot the person in your house, but you say, get out of here or I will.
Yeah, and the gun is the great equalizer, especially for women who tend to be smaller on average than male counterparts.
Right.
And so historically a gun, even a small pistol, has been an odds evener for situations in a parking lot or in a home or wherever, dark alley, street, that has likely saved a lot of lives, prevented a lot of rapes, that kind of thing. And
I don't think Lauren Southern is going around killing people, but she is proclaiming to the world, hey, don't mess with me. Like,
that is what this is.
I'm able to defend myself.
This is a signaling. It's signaling in the same way that a man would signal, don't mess with me, by jacking himself up and looking all tough or whatever. This is a way for a woman to signal that she is prepared to defend herself by showing this off. On the other hand, okay, so that I agree with what you're saying there. On the other hand, there is... the fetishizing of violence against the police in the liberty movement.
There are
people who write fantasy novels and stories about killing the police. There are people who talk openly about that on their radio shows or on their YouTube video casts. And they don't actually go out and do those things. They just they really enjoy it when someone else does it. So they're right. trying to encourage other people to do it in their stead. They don't have the courage to go out and do it themselves. But by rattling the saber enough mm-hmm. or shaking the AK enough, they hope that they can convince someone else to go out and do their dirty work for them. In that case, I agree with Brian in that that's BS. You aren't going up against the state. TJ made one of these points, you know, previously. The SEAL team that they send after you or whatever, the SWAT right. team, they're going to get you. They're yeah. going to get you, and you know, no amount of guns that you have is going to outgun the fact that they've got the Bearcat or the MRAP or you know whatever other weapons that are likely much right. more expensive and much more fancy. They've got more guys than you do. So the idea that all this is going to come down to some sort of shooting war.
They seem to be doing well with a few AKs in Iraq. You know,
I get what you're saying there.
I mean, they tend to be doing all right over there.
But as
against the fancy equipment,
as Brian Sovereign pointed out, if they wanted to drone strike you, it'd be no problem
right.
whatsoever. I think he makes some good points there. There is
but
something
the,
to
the point that the reason why I may bring that up and say that the, you know that they seem to be doing all right over there is if you have enough of these people showing guns, it at least is a message that hey, there are. A lot of people, like it's sort of like the, you know, don't attack Switzerland, or yeah, don't attack, is it yeah,
Switzerland?
Switzerland because they're porcupine, you know, like they're mm-hmm. just everyone has guns, you know, so it's like one of those things where it's like you don't want to mess with that because there's a lot of guns around. It's sort of the same thing in America. There are a lot of, you know, patriots, if you want to call them that, that, you know, and nationalists who are armed to the teeth.
Sure, but where
so
were
they're
they?
Not rolling it, you know, that may be part of the reason why.
Where were they in Massachusetts after the Boston bombing when you had house-to-house searches?
Right.
I mean, they didn't. If someone
I would
had
say
done,
Massachusetts is not necessarily the most.
Not a gun-friendly place.
Yeah.
Not even close.
Right.
That much is true.
I think if that had happened in Texas, it might be a different story.
Maybe.
You know?
I don't know. It would be interesting to see. I mean, I
right.
hope that doesn't happen so we don't have to find
you know
out.
What I would bet? I bet they wouldn't be rolling house to house.
No, I don't even think
they
would even
have
try
happened.
And pull
they
that crap in Texas.
The there was a house of libertarians that we know personally that was involved in that down in Massachusetts.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't even pull out a video camera.
Right.
And to me, that's like... That was really disappointing. I figured
right.
at the very least we get some video of this nonsense going on by the libertarians that happen to be down there, but
right.
they were too scared to even pull out a video camera.
Right.
At the very least, they did call into my show the next day. But
they called into Free Talk Live as well. But regardless, I think Brian Sovereign has some legitimate critiques here of the sort of the gun-worshipping culture
right.
that does tend to exist. And some of that can be unrealistic, and people like Lauren Southern are just pandering to that. I mean, the girl knows
right.
that if she gets a you know semi-revealing tank top, gets a gun, and takes a quick picture, she's going to get shares and
right.
and you know,
he
good
said
for
it
her.
Right at the beginning of his post,
right.
3,000 likes. Or
by comparison, Brian, who is not he's a handsome man. I mean, he's in good shape. He only has one share and about 20 likes
right.
on his. So. I mean, maybe there's a little jealousy there.
Ooh, shots fired.
I love Brian Sovereign. I think he's a great guy, and I don't know who this lady is. So, you know, good luck to her. We'll see you tomorrow night online in the meantime. Also, don't forget to check out Cody on his show, offtheairlive.com. Also, Anarchy After Dark, which is his other show, but it doesn't have a website. More coming up tomorrow. Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com. DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronic, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done. Get a great deal and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims that the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? It all began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.